The first day we ever had, we sat out in the car for 4 hours and just talked. I mean, God told us to get married, and I'd already asked her to marry me, but I had never had a date with her. I mean, that's kind of unique too, you know, I know, but we're just sitting out there talking, you know, and as we're sitting there talking, because I don't know her and she don't know me, you know, but yet we already asked her to marry me and she's already agreed. And so I hardly even know her last name, you know, so my goodness gracious. I mean, this is not normal, I know, you know, but this is the way God did it. But as we're sitting there talking, all of a sudden she cranks the car up. I said, Cheryl, what's wrong? She said, well, I'm cold. My feet are cold. And I said, but it's not cold. It's warm outside. She said, well, I'm cold. I said, have you been like this very long? She said, well, all my life. I said, well, do you want to stay like this? And she says, what do you mean? I said, well, God made us an awesome promise in Matthew 18, 19. So I said, before you pray, what's possible? Nothing. After you pray, what's impossible? Nothing. That's exactly right. So I said, well, you know, Cheryl, there's a scripture in Matthew 18, 19. Look at this awesome scripture. I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. If we believe these promises of God, we would not have to live where we live as children of the King. I mean, the promises are ours, folks. They belong to you and me. And we go through life like Cheryl had. She was 56 years old that day. And here she had been like this all of her life. And so when I asked her, does she want to stay like this? She said, well, no, but I've been like this all my life. See, we think because we've been like this all of our life, we have to stay that way. But you don't have to stay that way. Jesus made you and me some awesome promises. Did he not? So see, there's a difference here. We got to believe this stuff and act on this stuff by total faith. What did the King say I could ask for?
Anything.
What he said, if two of us on earth agreed about what can we do?
Anything.
So what do you think he meant then, Kim?
Anything?
Surely he didn't mean that. I mean, but that's what people think. Oh, I know he said anything, but you know, that's not what he meant. If he didn't mean that, then pray tell, why didn't he say what he meant, huh? You know, these promises of God are for us. And so if we believe him, so I just told Cheryl, I said, you know, just throw your feet over that console. So I just reached up and grabbed her feet and I start praying over her. I'm rebuking the enemy, commanding the spirits of hell to get out. I break the curse over her. Command those spirits that are blocking her blood flow to leave. Then I'm asking the Father in Jesus' name to open the arteries and the veins in her legs. And then I said, Lord, thank you for doing it. It's done. It's written in Matthew 18, 19. I said, Cheryl, do you agree with me? She said, oh, yes, I agree. I said, then say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. She said, thank you, Lord, for healing me. And instantly her feet got warm in my hands. And she has never had cold feet to this day. Now then, somebody said, well, what's the big deal? Well, let me tell you, if you're going to fix him to be the husband, especially in the wintertime, and you're going to go to bed with this girl, and she's going to put them cold feet right in the middle of your back, I'm telling you what, that's what the deal is. I don't like sleeping with a woman that puts her ice cold feet right in the middle of my warm back to get it warm. Do any of you guys know what I'm talking about? If you ain't never had an ice cold foot in the middle of your back, you don't know what it feels like. But, I mean, I don't have to live there. I don't mind her putting her feet in the middle of my back, but I'd like for them to be nice and warm, not ice cold. So, if I got the promises of God, and the promises of God are always yes and amen for his obedient children. Is that right? So, if all the promises of God are yes and amen, why should I have a woman with cold feet? But you know how many of us as Christians never take these promises that they belong to us. But they are ours. Under the new covenant, these promises belong to ever obedient child of God. Now then, one of the things that will keep you from getting it is the sin of doubt. Well, maybe God didn't mean that for me. You might as well not pray because you got doubt in your heart already. And if you got doubt in your heart, believe me, he's not going to do anything for you because he is not a God that answers a prayer of doubt. He says, you must come to me in faith. And in fact, let me show you what Hebrews 11:6 says. This is such a good one. Hebrews 11:6, look at this. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Now, let me ask you a question. If you have somebody that's wanting you to do something for them, and they ain't never, ever, not one time done anything that pleased you, what do you think the chances are you're going to do something for them? Not very good. No, I mean, if every time they do something for you, they please you, that's a different story, right? Man, they could almost get anything from you, couldn't they? Sure. And see, God's the same way. So if we come to him, and if we don't believe by faith, he said, so you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. If you don't have the knowledge of the word in your heart, anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. What do you think the chances of the Democratic Convention getting an answer from God? Since they booed him last week and said, we don't want you out, God, we don't boo. What do you think their chances would ever be to get a prayer answered? Zero, huh? But see, that's why we need to pray for them people. Because does God love those people? Oh, yeah, he loves them just like he loves you and me. It's no difference. In fact, I'm going to tell you all a little story. I hope my wife don't mind me telling this on her. She's my best teaching aid. You know, some y'all know just recently we had a little storm in Louisiana. Y'all remember the storm? It was on Decadence Day. Did y'all know that? You know, 7 years ago to the day, they had the Decadence Parade, the homosexual parade in New Orleans. And what happened that day? Katrina. Oh, my goodness, Katrina, the worst storm ever. And, of course, 7 years later, on Decadence Day, again, the other storm is Isaac is coming in. And, of course, when they heard that Isaac's probably going to hit a Category 2 and it's going to have winds of 125 miles an hour and all this kind of stuff, the fleeting thought come through Cheryl's mind, they're getting what they deserve. And so she just kind of just flippantly agreed with it. You know, just, yes, Lord, they're getting what they deserve. And immediately, guess what happened to Cheryl? The whole side of her jaw and her teeth all began to hurt like crazy. It took me 2 days. I prayed over this girl every hour. Honey, get in here. I'm hurting. You got to pray over me. Finally, as she's deciding, I must have done something, Lord. And so she said, Lord, what did I do? And the Lord revealed to her. It was that fleeting thought that when you said they're getting what they deserve. Cheryl, instead of condemning them and judging them, you need to pray for them. And in the meantime, she got zocked like you'd hit her in the mouth. Boy, her mouth, she was all the way up to her ear. And finally, when she got all that sin repented, started praying for those people, then she come into my office, and I prayed for her one more time. I said, now go back there and lay down a little while. I guarantee it's done. You've repented of the sin. I went back there an hour later. She was sleeping like a little lamb. And I had to wake her up, you know, and I said, how's your jaw? And she said, not a pain. I am perfect. Now, see, if you had made that statement, they're getting what they deserve. I know she didn't make it. It's just a thought. But if you hadn't made that statement, and then an hour or two later, you got this terrible problem with your jaw, and your teeth are all hurting, and your ears hurting, and everything else, what does the average Christian do? Go to the dentist or the doctor or something. When the Lord tells us in His Word we're supposed to pray for everybody, you know, that doesn't mean, okay, Lord, I'm going to pray, but praise God, they're getting what they deserve. Is that the way we do it? I know none of y'all ever do that, but you know, if you will stop and think, I bet you do that. I bet we have all been guilty of that. You know that? And there's a consequence. But God told us not to do those kind of things. He told us to pray for those people, right? So let's go back where we were. So we always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's what we should be doing. We have heard that you trust in Christ Jesus and that you love all of God's people. Well, I would hope that for sure we could learn to love at least God's people. I mean, maybe some of the world out there may not be too easy to love, but, you know, some people in the church have problems loving the church members. You know, we have a grudge against people. We talk evil about them. We do all kinds of bad things. And God tells us not to do that. If you want to walk in divine health, I can assure you, you will obey God. I forget now exactly where that scripture is. That's it. He got it up there. Psalm 119:67. I used to wander off until you disciplined me. But now I closely follow your word. Y'all see where I'm coming from? I mean, so you get off track and you do something that's wrong and God whaps you, you know, with something. And do you know, if there's anything I don't like about pain, it's more pain. Isn't that a wonderful thing that God created? Can he get our attention with pain? Oh, yeah. Ooh, he can get mine with pain. I'll tell you, I don't like pain. Do you, brother? No, I don't like pain. I definitely don't like pain. But that scripture is awesome. I used to wander off. I wonder how many times we wandered off before God gave us a spanking. You know, sometimes we wandered off a lot. Y'all know that? You stop and think, well, okay, I've done this, I know, 20 times, but how come all of a sudden now then I'm getting whacked? Well, it couldn't be because I did that, because I've done it 20 times before. Oh, God's saying, I give you 20 chances. I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. Let me tell you something right here that I've had a lot of trouble with in the last few years, is young people that get involved with other young people with sexual immorality. Some of those people have been in sexual immorality for a year or two. And then all of a sudden, something happens and they come down with an incurable venereal disease. And they don't understand why it came upon them. And then I'll go talk to their mate and I find out that mate was unfaithful and was running around with another woman. And he got the disease from her. And then he came back and he gave it to her. Now they've all got it. And according to the doctor, there is no cure. And I see this in this ministry on a regular basis of people. And what gets me is the second part of this verse they don't listen to. I used to wander off until you disciplined me. Well, that got disciplined, like the story I've told many times about the woman. And as she's coming down, the Lord spoke to this woman, a healing minister, and said, that woman that's coming down has a venereal disease, and it came up on her because she fantasizes about a movie star when she's having sex with her own husband. And so when the woman came down, this lady standing here said, do you have a venereal disease? And she said, how did you know? She said, the Lord just told me. And he also told me what brought it upon you. He says, when you're having sex with your own husband, you're fantasizing about a movie star. And she said, nobody knows that. And she says, God knows it. And he just told me. That's how I found out. But he said, if you'll confess your sin, he'll forgive you and he'll heal you. So the lady with tears confessed her sin, and God had already whacked her. She probably had no idea this scripture was even in the Bible, but he whacked her and she repented, and the lady prayed for her, and God instantly healed the woman, and she left happy knowing she was healed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Praise Him for Trials and Tests, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.